breaking news tonight from Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton being officially nominated as the first woman presidential nominee from a major American political party. High drama and history in the making. We're live on the floor. Also, bringing down the House, Michelle Obama gives a rousing speech for the ages. Now, it's Bill Clinton's turn to make the case for his wife, a critical address for her legacy and his. Late word on what he'll say. Church horror, shockwaves as terrorists assassinate an elderly priest in the middle of mass, taking nuns and worshipers hostage, videotaping their grisly act of terror. And state of emergency declared in Los Angeles as a massive firefight rages. More homes burned to the ground. Nightly news begins right now.
The Democratic National Convention. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Philadelphia.
Good evening. We begin with breaking news. Hillary Clinton has just made history, securing the delegate vote she needs here at the DNC to become the first woman ever to be nominated for president by a major party. The roll call vote wrapping up on the floor a short time ago, with South Dakota putting Clinton over the top. And Bernie Sanders, state of Vermont, voting last, before Sanders himself moved to suspend the rules and nominate Clinton by acclamation in a show of unity.
And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
It was an extraordinary moment here at the DNC. Let's begin with NBC's Kristen Welker with the latest. Kristen?
Lester, it is electric on this floor, and emotions erupted when Senator Sanders read out Secretary Clinton's name. This party, which has been deeply divided, tonight took a major step toward party unity. History unfolding tonight in the city where democracy was born. A roll call vote officially nominating Hillary Clinton, the first woman as a major party nominee. Passion on all sides. Bernie Sanders emotional as his brother reads his name.
It is with enormous pride that I cast my vote for Bernie Sanders.
The headliner tonight, her husband, poised to make the case for his wife in personal terms. But there are fresh signs not everyone is ready for her. Earlier today, Bernie Sanders greeted with boos from the California delegation.
It is easy to boo, but it is harder to look your kids in the face who would be living under a Donald Trump presidency.
But today, Vice President Biden arriving at the convention, downplaying any party disunity.
Some real concerns about party unity yesterday. Do you think that Senator Sanders took some strides towards unifying this party?
Guys, we have to be a little graceful here. The Sanders delegates work their tail off. They get a chance, man. Give them a chance to. I promise you they're going to be fine.
The challenge for Clinton's team, trying to reverse numbers like this one. A whopping 68% say Clinton is not honest or trustworthy. So the entire convention designed to reveal things the campaign believes many still don't know about one of the most famous people in the world. A case that will be made by party stars like Biden, the president, and daughter Chelsea.
Governor, what do these speakers have to teach voters that they don't already know about Hillary?
They only know the investigations. The public persona, the charges and the countercharges. They don't know the softer side of Hillary Clinton.
Last night, it was a rough start. Sanders delegates holding up signs, many booing when Clinton's name was mentioned. Some even brought to tears. But on stage, efforts at unity from Sanders supporter, comedian Sarah Silverman.
Can I just say to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
The First Lady may have made the greatest impact, rallying the crowd against Donald Trump.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this country isn't great, that somehow we need to make it great again, because this right now is the greatest country on earth.
While polls show a majority of Sanders supporters are now behind Clinton, we found a mixed response among some of his delegates today.
Raise your hand right now if you know you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton on Election Day.
This arena is anxiously awaiting former President Bill Clinton. The other big speakers tonight, mothers who have lost their children to gun violence and in interactions with police, all attempting to serve as character witnesses for Hillary Clinton.
Lester.
All right, Kristen, thank you. Of course, the roll call, a time-honored political tradition. Peter Alexander also on the floor. He was there for the roll call. What's the scene like, Peter?
Lester, this place erupted when Bernie Sanders stood up. There was an ovation across the room. I just spoke to the retired senator from Iowa, Tom Harkin, a friend, a former colleague of Sanders. He said Sanders had to dig down deep for that moment, but it went a long way, in his words, to help to unite this party. We also spoke to some Bernie Sanders supporters, some of whom have already walked out of the arena. They say this vote for Hillary Clinton, in effect, is a vote for Donald Trump. But I met a short time ago a 102-year-old woman who said in simple terms, she said she would die if Hillary Clinton were elected, but now she says she hopes to live long enough to wear her dress for the inauguration.
Good evening.
Lester?
All right. Peter Alexander, thank you. It was 12 years ago tomorrow that much of the nation first heard the name Barack Obama when the then Illinois state senator gave his now famous keynote address at the 2004 convention. As he prepares to address this convention tomorrow, he's sitting down for an exclusive interview with Savannah Guthrie. And among the topics discussed is the controversy swirling here. Leaked emails showing the DNC appearing to favor Hillary Clinton. And the question, were the Russians behind the computer hack?
Do you believe the Russians are number one behind that hack and the release, and that they're actually trying to interfere with the U.S. political election?
Well, I think the FBI is still investigating what happened. I know that experts have attributed this to the Russians. What we do know is that the Russians hack our systems, not just government systems, but private systems. But, you know, what the motives were in terms of the leaks, all that, I can't say directly. What I do know is that Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin.
Sounds like you're suggesting that Putin might be motivated to prefer Trump in the White House.
Well, I am basing this on what Mr. Trump himself has said, and I think that Trump's gotten pretty favorable coverage back in Russia.
Is it possible, in your mind, that the Russians would try to influence the U.S. election?
Anything's possible.
Much more of Savannah's exclusive interview with the president tomorrow morning on Today. The president may have a tough time tomorrow night giving a more passionate, memorable speech than his wife did here last night, a rousing rebuke of Donald Trump that electrified this room and brought Clinton and Sanders supporters together after a day of high drama. Here's NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Michelle Obama, usually shunning the political spotlight, but last night stealing it. The wife of the nation's first African-American president, trying to pave the way for the first woman to hold that office.
Because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
Bringing people to tears about her husband's place in American history.
Generations of people who felt the lash of bondage, but who kept on striving and hoping and doing what needed to be done so that today I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
The speech, a circuit breaker, steadying the ship after the convention's rocky start. Her husband loving it, tweeting, "Incredible speech by an incredible woman. Couldn't be more proud," sparking almost universal praise.
The speech was well written, it was well delivered, and I thought it was very effective.
If you weren't moved by that, go see the doctor.
Even an unlikely source, Donald Trump, telling The Hollywood Reporter, "I thought her delivery was excellent. I thought she did a very good job. I liked her speech." A speech notable because this time Michelle Obama was speaking for Hillary Clinton. Their relationship is complicated. Sparks flew during that tense primary fight.
So our view was that if you can't run your own house, you certainly can't run the White House.
But old resentments have faded, and Hillary Clinton's election is now intertwined with preserving Barack Obama's legacy.
What I admire most about Hillary is that she never buckles under pressure.
A speech so compelling, some wonder whether, despite denials, she could become the second First Lady to run for office. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, Philadelphia.
Let's turn now to our political director, the moderator of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Chuck, we saw the moment Bernie Sanders' acclamation Hillary Clinton, the nominee, a moment of unity. But how do they turn the corner now and start to repair the damage of 4 days of Hillary Clinton being beat up last week in Cleveland?
Look, I actually think the corner got turned a little bit today. This is a different vibe down here on this floor today than yesterday. At the same time yesterday, we were wondering, what is Bernie Sanders going to say? How are his delegates going to react? Could they cause problems at the roll call if they're not happy with how last night went? Well, guess what? It's a much different vibe today. Are there a handful of Bernie delegates that have walked out doing Bernie or bust things? Absolutely. But we're talking, I think, less than 10% of his delegates at this point. It's a much, much different vibe. And that's good news if you're Clinton, because it means you can focus the rest of this convention on her.
Bill Clinton, of course, speaking tonight. He was once regarded as her best kept or not so best kept secret weapon. Does he still have that? Can he deliver for us?
I think this is the toughest speech he's ever given. You know, he's always comfortable giving a great speech for Barack Obama, giving a great speech for John Kerry, for Al Gore, for himself. He's always struggled a little bit more supporting his wife, and part of it, he takes all the attacks on her personally, and he gets a little bit wrapped up in it. So I'm guessing he would say this is the toughest speech he's ever given. I think it's going to be fascinating how he makes the sell of her. It's a speech he's never given really before.
We will see it in our primetime coverage, and I'll see you then as well. 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Thanks, Lester.
Turning overseas now, where a chilling terror attack inside a small-town Catholic church has shaken France to its core. Two attackers who pledged allegiance to ISIS stormed in during mass, murdering a priest and taking hostages. As our Richard Engel explains, one of the men was being monitored by authorities after terror-related arrests. A warning now, some of these details you may find disturbing.
French police responded quickly and decisively, surrounding the church where two terrorists took hostages in a suburban town in Normandy. But what the militants did inside the church has shocked many in France. According to a nun who survived, the attackers forced the 86-year-old priest to kneel, then performed some kind of sermon in Arabic by the altar and slit the priest's throat.
I think this is the first time that a man of the cloth has been murdered at his altar in a place of worship in Europe through an act of terror since the Second World War.
French police killed the terrorists and arrested potential accomplices.
The church attack was profane. It also seems to be a huge intelligence failure. One of the suspects had been charged with links to terrorism, was out on bail, and required to wear a monitoring anklet. How is this happening?
This is not someone who went out and tried buying explosives. This is not someone who actually went abroad to another country. How do you track someone? How do you anticipate when someone is going to pick up a knife or get behind the wheel of a truck and randomly murder people?
ISIS quickly claimed the attackers as its soldiers. So quickly, experts think the attack was directed by ISIS, or at least that the group knew about it in advance. The Vatican called the attack barbaric. There are thousands of ISIS fighters and even more sympathizers in Europe who today brought their religious war right to Europe's churches. Richard Engel, NBC News, New York.
There are new details in Japan's deadliest mass killing since the end of World War II. 19 people were stabbed to death as they slept in a center for the disabled. An official now says the suspect was hospitalized just months ago after writing a letter saying all people with disabilities should, quote, cease to exist. But he was released in March after doctors concluded he was no longer a danger to himself or others. He is now in police custody. It remains dangerously hot for millions tonight, now suffering under two separate heat domes in the east and west. Temperatures felt like they were in the 90s and 100s for many in the east. Hot and humid conditions fueled violent storms yesterday. A camera captured this amazing sight, lightning striking New York's Empire State Building. Still ahead tonight, lost in the flames, growing infernos, tearing through communities and forcing officials to declare a state of emergency as homeowners return to find nothing left. Also, he's back in the DNC spotlight tonight, but will Bill Clinton's speech help or hurt his wife's chances of following his footsteps to the White House? We're back now with the fierce battle being waged against growing wildfires in California. Los Angeles County has declared a state of emergency as crews struggle to contain a fire that scorched 37,000 acres. And further up the coast, a separate fire has forced hundreds of evacuations. NBC's Gadi Schwartz has more.
A dramatic time lapse shows a fire raging over one of California's crown jewels, the Big Sur Coast, home of the historic redwood forests. The fire has forced evacuation, torched 20 homes, and shut down the famed state park. Air quality in Northern California cities like San Francisco under a health warning. 300 miles to the south, Los Angeles grappling with a threat of flames, ash, and smoke from the so-called sand fire that has destroyed 18 homes.
So this was an 11-bedroom house?
11-bedroom, 7-bath, yes.
Now, most evacuations have been lifted, but homeowners are finding devastation.
It's so sad. I just don't know what's going to happen from here.
For Kathy McCray, 18 years of memories gone.
These are just a couple items that my son Michael had made that we had hung on to.
Meanwhile, at local animal shelters, livestock and pets of all kinds are finding care from a community doing anything they can to help.
We can accommodate even much more than we have here, which is almost 500 or so.
Overnight, progress has been made. Buffer zones built with hand crews and attacks from the air.
This fire is acting like a rattlesnake in a pile of rocks. You know, it can strike in any direction anytime it wants to. And that's what we have to be cautious of.
While out on the fire lines, crews in California are bracing for yet another day of triple-digit heat and the constant threat of a firestorm.
And Lester, out here, just a testament to how fast this fire moved. Down below, you are seeing the remnants of three homes where firefighters once lived with their family. Everything out here, a burned-out wasteland. Lester?
Almost like a moonscape. Gotti Schwartz, thank you. We're back in a moment with late details about what Bill Clinton is expected to say here tonight when he takes center stage at the DNC. Now that Hillary Clinton has officially locked up the nomination here at the DNC, the spotlight is shifting to another Clinton, her husband, the former president. And sources tell NBC News that when Bill Clinton takes the stage here tonight, he'll focus on things the public may not know about his wife. Here's NBC's Cynthia McFadden.
With 400 public events in 40 states since January.
Thank you, West Virginia.
Hello, North Dakota.
Well, hello, Billings. How are you?
Bill Clinton, who turned 70 in a few weeks, has worked hard to help get his wife to this night.
Every American citizen should have a right to meet at least one president.
Thinner and grayer than in his heyday.
You're good at this.
He still wants to shake every hand and answer every question.
Look at this guy's t-shirt. It said Bill Clinton for First Lady. Nothing would make me happier than to wear that shirt.
Matt McKenna was his spokesperson for 8 years.
He has this unique understanding of the candidate and the job like no one else has.
But there have been problems. On the trail, he's faced hecklers. And his drive-by meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on a Phoenix tarmac pushed his popularity down significantly from 47% to 37%.
His speech here tonight will be as important for his legacy as it is for hers. Expect him to double down on those white working-class voters she has struggled to connect with.
You could be forgiven for thinking things are going to hell in a handbasket.
So we went back to his childhood hometown to see if the folks in Hope still have that connection and discovered some feel lukewarm about another Clinton presidency.
I think he's still a hero to many people in this state, but it's a different world now than it was in the 1990s.
Rick Kennedy is the editor of the Hope Star. He says when Clinton came to Arkansas to campaign for the Democratic candidates for governor and Senate 2 years ago, both still lost by double digits.
So the magic wand definitely didn't work then.
Still, his last convention speech is credited with giving President Obama's reelection a major boost in 2012.
I want to nominate a man who's cool on the outside, but who burns for America on the inside.
If you were advising him, what's the press strategy going forward?
It's her campaign. She's doing a great job. And if she asks you to do something, then do it.
The unstated advice, and otherwise, don't mess it up. Cynthia McFadden, NBC News, Philadelphia.
We're back in a moment with some final thoughts here from the DNC in Philadelphia. Finally, in the emotional and supercharged atmosphere of this election season, it is not easy to set aside politics or our likes and dislikes But if you can, just take a moment to consider it has been less than a century since women in this country were given the right to vote. And now tonight, a major political party has nominated a woman for president. History has unfolded here tonight. And whether you support or even like this woman, the fact is, as of this day, the political playing field has been widened. What remains the same is the power of your vote, man or woman. That vote is Hillary Clinton's and Donald Trump's or any of the other candidates to win or lose. Let's make them earn it. That'll do it for us on this Tuesday night. I'm Lester Holt. I'll see you tonight at 7, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific for primetime coverage of the Democratic Convention. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night from Philadelphia.